You know, not to be, I suppose, sensationalising it, but that there has been a number of incidents where people have faced, particularly during COVID, a number of incidents, and I know that you would have covered some of these stories yourselves, that, you know, that people were facing arrest, and it was to do with the use of masks. So I suppose people working in retail were just following the rules that they had been asked to follow, you know, but and I suppose that they resulted that they were exposed to kind of physical and both psychological kind of threats and abuse, I suppose. And so, yesterday marked Workers' Memorial Day, and it's important that every year on this day that we remember those who have died or become injured in the course of their employment. And I think, you know, part of that is, like, you know, we can see it, I suppose, retail, people working in retail are particularly vulnerable. And actually in the Shannon today, we're debating a bill to protect retail workers, and I'll be raising that. So it's, you know, and it's working along, you know, ensuring high health and safety standards in the workplace, but also that people aren't taking unnecessary risks by coming into work when they're unwell, and make sure that people are properly paid. So this is all in line again with, you know, the unfortunate decision that the government have chosen to roll back on the extra sick leave entitlements for workers, and also that they're now reneging on, you know, moving towards a living wage. So it's really important that I think we remember, I think that people that have died or become injured in the course of their employment, like, everyone deserves to come home safely from work, but also to make sure that there's going to be that people, the workers feel safe going into work and they feel actually protected going into work.
Another element of this bill, I understand, which ties in with what we were talking about at the beginning of the interview, is that they're going to potentially create specific offences for the likes of assaulting or threatening retail workers.
And they are, under the bill at the moment, there is sentencing that, you know, there actually is measures that people can be charged with an offence such as assaulting a retail worker. So this is, it's actually not anything major new to this, but it's to show retail workers that they're respected and that they're being listened to, that their safety is paramount when they're going into work. So the legislation is there, all right, that people have been, you know, people have been charged and convicted for assault and threats towards retail workers. So there's nothing major new there, but it's actually to look, to make sure that retail workers, it's kind of a sign to retail workers that their safety is of vital importance when they're going into work every day. And we know retail workers are among the most low-paid workers in our society.